Tens of thousands of residents of Prague are fleeing the city. The Czech government has declared a state of emergency in the face of the worst flooding in more than a century. A week of torrential rains has swelled rivers across much of Central Europe. More than 70 people have been killed, most of them in Russia, where floodwaters ambush vacationers at resorts along the Black Sea. Dita Asiedu is a reporter for Prague Radio. She joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Describe the situation, please, in Prague today.
Well, the situation in Prague is rather tense today. Residents worked into the early hours on Tuesday building sandbag flood barriers along the left side of the Vltava River. We've been hearing sirens that are being sounded all morning. It really is a state of emergency. People are being told to evacuate the city center. Motorists are warned not to drive along the embankment or try to cross any of the bridges. The police have their hands full protecting property. Some 50,000 people have been evacuated from the city center overnight after a new wave brought in more water, causing the Vltava River to spill into parts of the city.
And where are those people going who have been evacuated?
Those people, well, most of them are going to relatives, and the rest are being sent off to shelters, to schools around the city, outside in the suburbs, and that's really all. There are several schools in the Prague 2 district, which are about 5 kilometers away from the area that's affected, which really isn't that far, and most of them are being sent there.
Has anyone there told you that they've ever seen anything like this?
No, nobody has seen anything like this. Everybody is partly in a state of shock and partly in a state of euphoria. Everybody wants to see what's going on. Everybody wants to help, of course. But that, of course, does not help, since there's really lots of people going down to the city center and just making things worse. But this is the first time that anybody has ever seen the embankment along the river underwater. It's experts believe that it's going to be the worst flood in the city since 1890 by Tuesday afternoon, by today.
What about damage? Are some of Prague's famous landmarks being threatened?
No. So far there hasn't been any damage reported. Yes, the National Theatre, which is quite famous, is along the embankment, but it doesn't look there's any damage there. Then senators have cleared out the cellars of the Senate, which is also in the Malastana, or the lesser town district, which is the medieval part of the city center. They've cleared out the cellar because they've got lots of documents down there, but so far there's been no reports of any damage.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dita Asiedu is a reporter for Prague Radio.